Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the dispute resolution mechanism under the Mediation Act should be effectively extended to rural areas so that the panchayats are legally empowered to mediate and resolve the conflicts in villages. She said social harmony in villages is an essential prerequisite of making the nation strong. The President made these remarks at the launch of the Mediation Association of India and the inauguration of the first National Mediation Conference 2025. The President said mediation is an essential part of the delivery of justice, which is at the heart of the Constitution of India. She remarked that mediation, when we see it this way, becomes a key instrument to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Mediation is an essential part of the delivery of justice. Mediation can speed up the delivery of justice not only in the specific case under consideration, but also in other cases by reducing the burden on courts of a large number of litigation. It can enhance both the ease of doing business and the ease of living.
Speaking on the occasion, Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna, said over the last two decades, mediation has played a critical role in resolving disputes.
Between 2016 and early 2025, a staggering 757,173 cases were settled through mediation. Yet, I must acknowledge that mediation is still to reach the homes and at the villages.
The Nagaland Police Department has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the State Bank of India, SBI, for police salary package account to enhance financial services and welfare for police personnel. The MOU was signed yesterday by DGP Rupin Sharma and SBI General Manager Dhruva Charan Bal. Under the MOU, SBI will provide upgraded financial benefits, including 1 crore rupees personal accidental cover, 2 crore rupees air accidental cover, 1 crore rupees for permanent total disability, and 80 lakh rupees for partial disability. A key highlight is the 10 lakh rupees natural death cover for personnel dying in harness. The package also includes zero balance family savings accounts for up to 4 family members, each with a 5 lakh rupees accident cover. Now, news from the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The inaugural edition of Waves Bazaar concluded at Waves 2025 with great success, cementing its status as a premier platform for global business collaboration in the creative industries. Information Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said yesterday that Waves Bazaar 2025 has garnered over 1,000 crore rupees of business.
Waves Bazaar has turned in more than 1,000 crores of business. Many startups have been able to go for their pitchings and have been able to get good investments. It's truly one of the biggest convergence media and entertainment event across the world.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. 7 global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft, yesterday signed an MOU with the Indian Institute of Creative Technology during the WAVES Summit. The IICT will be set up in Mumbai on the lines of IITs and IIMs as a national hub for animation, visual effects, gaming and comics. The two-day International Association of Women in Radio and Television, IAWRT, Travelling Film Festival concluded at Kohima yesterday. The event featured the screening of 14 international acclaimed films and documentaries, as well as a panel discussion with award-winning directors Aparna Sanyal and Deepika Sharma. A highlight was the screening of Velvet Revolution, a collaborative documentary led by executive producer Nupur Basu and 6 women directors from 4 countries, spotlighting the challenges faced by women journalists. Speaking at the closing ceremony, Managing Trustee of IAWRT India, Aparna Sanyal, expressed her happiness in bringing the festival to Nagaland after nearly 5 years of planning and commended the Film Association of Nagaland and partners for their support. restrictions of vehicular movement along a section of the Kohima-Jessamy Road has been extended for another 20 days starting today due to ongoing excavation work. The stretch in between Losatepe and Lanejo village will be closed for traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. until the 23rd of April. Commuters are advised to take the alternate route via Futsuro, Sakuraba, Upper Komi, Peck, Lanejo, and vice versa. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.